Good afternoon. This is Father Steve West of the parish of St. Barnabas in Pleasantville and Laomain in the Diocese of the Anglican Church of Trinidad and Tobago. This afternoon, I welcome you to this reflection on the third Sunday after Pentecost, proper 7, year A. We also commemorate Father's Day. The readings for today, Jeremiah 20, verses 7 to 13, Psalm 86, Romans 6, 1b to 11, and Matthew 10, 24 to 39. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, the psalmist sang for joy when he entered the courts of your house. He shouted for joy to you, the Lord of all the earth. His praises sprang from a heart filled with great gratitude and from his knowledge of your worth and your glory. We have come, as generations of your people have come, to offer you heartfelt thanks and praise. May our praises be directed to you, the Lord of heaven and earth, and may our thankfulness find its mainstream in the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the emptying out of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the whole congregation and for all who would hear this reflection, that together we may offer worship that is worthy of your holy name. Amen.
Alone, my hope is found.
And we pray the collect for proper 7, followed by our parish prayer. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear. And preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Important Relationships. There are relationships that God determines for us. We do not choose our father and mother. We do not choose our natural sons and daughters. These relationships are determined by God, the Creator. Our parents get together for a variety of reasons, for love, lust, convenience, by arrangement, by tradition, depending on cultural and social factors. God determines the children that are produced from a union of man and woman in and out of wedlock. Each child is created by and loved by God. Each child is created in the image and likeness of God. There is always a special bond between mother and child. The mother carries the child in her womb. Her metabolism, her disposition, are affected by its presence. The mother's nutrition, exercise habits, sleeping habits, her emotional state are all affected and affect the child's development. Research has shown that a mother's disposition during pregnancy has a great influence on that of her child. While the mother has a special bond with the child, the father should also have a special bond, especially if he has had the privilege of being present at the child's birth. Although he cannot share in the pain of labor, he can be there to support and welcome the newborn into the world. The father, if present at the birth, is able to participate and appreciate the miracle of birth, the miracle of new life, and have, therefore, a special bond with the child. Many fathers, and some mothers, for a variety of reasons, abandon their children. There is no doubt, however, that there is a special bond between father and child and mother and child. Even in situations where children have been abandoned at birth and are adopted by loving adults, there is always a desire in the child to interact with his or her natural parents. The bond, therefore, between father and mother and child is a very strong, a very special one. That is why the words of Jesus in our gospel for today may be challenging for us. It seems to go against our natural instinct. How can we love a God we cannot see more than the parents that we can see? In Matthew 10, verse 37, Jesus says to us, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. The fifth of the Ten Commandments says to the children of Israel, God's people, honor your father and mother. The word used for honor had a wide range of meaning. It meant respect, hold in high esteem, take care of, and love. The commandment is not conditional. It does not say, honor your father and mother if they were good parents. It does not say, honor your father and mother only if they did not abandon you. It simply says, honor your father and mother. It is also the only commandment with a promise, a reward, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20:12. In today's gospel, the one who said he came to fulfill the law says to us, you must love me more than you love your father and mother. You must love me more than you love your children, the fruit of your womb or the fruit of your loins. We are reminded that even in the Ten Commandments, our relationship with God comes first. The commandments, remember, begin with, you shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make or worship graven images. No wrongful use of God's name. And keeping the Sabbath, the Lord's day. In pointing us to the great commandment, Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22, verse 37. Therefore, our love for God must always be our first priority. Love for the Creator must always supersede that for the created. God, through our parents, has given us life. God has enabled us to be the children of our parents. God has provided, through our parents and others, the means for us to grow into adulthood, and in some cases, become parents ourselves. As we developed in the womb, God nurtured us, protected and sustained us. God brought us through the experience of birth, infancy, childhood, the troublous teenage years, to adulthood. Even if our parents failed in their duty to us, God provided other adults to look after us. God has given us the natural talents and gifts that enable us to learn, to master certain skills, to take our place in this world. Our parents may have failed us on occasions, but God has always been faithful to us, whether we acknowledge it or not. As parents, we may fail our children, but God will always be faithful to them, guiding them, protecting, preserving them from evil, and blessing them. Who, therefore, should we thank for our parents, as imperfect as they are? God. Who should we thank for our children, as imperfect as they are? God. Who, therefore, should we, as disciples of Christ, love over and above our father and mother? God. Who should we love over and above our children? God. This is not a call not to love our parents or children. It is a call for us to love God above all others. God we're reminded, is the source of love. In fact, the more we strive to love God, to build our relationship with God through Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, the more we will value, appreciate, take care of, and really love our parents and children. We will be able to see our children as God's gift to us. Throughout the Bible, the overriding principle is love God first, and all other relationships will fall into place. Our father, mother, son, or daughter may fall out of love with us, but God's love is enduring. Let the words of the psalmist in Psalm 86, verses 12 and 13, be for us a light for our lives. The psalmist says, I will thank you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love towards me. Amen. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, shed forth your blessed Spirit richly on all members of our families. Make each one of us an instrument in your hands for good. Purify our hearts. Strengthen our minds and bodies. Fill us with mutual love. Let no pride, no self-conceit, no rivalry, no dispute ever spring up among us. Make us earnest and truth and true, wise and prudent, giving no just cause for offense. And may your holy peace rest upon us this and every day, sweetening our trials, cheering us in our work, and keeping us faithful to the end through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear God and Father, please help the members of our families who do not seek your love. As you look after our families, please help us to look after ours and help them to open their hearts and minds to you. We want to share our faith and joy, but sometimes they do not listen. We ask you, God, to open their hearts and minds, and we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died to save us all. And here is a prayer in the face of COVID-19. Lord Christ, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. You've been with us as we faced hurricanes and earthquakes, in all our poverty and pain. Come to our aid now as we face the global spread of the coronavirus. Be with us in this time of anxiety, uncertainty, and sorrow. Heal those who are sick with the virus. Be their comfort and strength. May they regain their health through quality medical care. Deliver us from panic and fear, which prevent nations from working together and people from helping one another. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection your wisdom, and your peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or who have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for and prevent future outbreaks. Through this period of anxiety and pain, bring us all to a stronger faith, wider charity, and a deeper appreciation of your active presence in our lives. Lord Jesus, hear us and heal us. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Shoulders, ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was a I know with
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, during this week, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. And may God be with you and give you a rewarding and productive week. Amen.